certainly should be able to recognize it. And he didn't think they kept their word because they were probably in attendance at that White House energy conference that he refuses to report upon.
And speaking of the White House, we'll have our usual D.C. Thursday calls to Marianne Akers, heard on the Hill, and Bob Summerbee.
Oh, it's going to be one great day.
It's a great show. We got Lewis Black on as well.
And who was a funny man.
Coming to the Paramount.
Very funny man.
And we'll be giving away tickets for him.
Nice. Yeah. He'll be performing at the Paramount this Saturday.
Yeah, in Oakland.
And there are obviously things to cover.
And don't expect Massawi to say he's sorry.
And I got hit just like Barry Bonds.
No, by a foul tip in the head?
Well, she was foul.
And Willie Brown throws out the first joke.
Zinga, zinga, za. Nice work.
So it's a good show, Dad.
All right, guys. Very well. That is the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio available 24/7 at quakeradio.com. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, at 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. This Quake News Team special brought to you by Quake Hold, America's leader in earthquake safety fasteners. Quake Hold products are available at Home Depot, Orchard Supply Hardware, and Lowe's Home Improvement Centers.
San Francisco burned 100 years ago after the great earthquake. There were a number of heroes for this city. But in terms of a hero for the nation, there may have been one individual that saved the U.S. economy. You see, the U.S. Mint building survived the earthquake, but the ensuing firestorm was so hot it melted windows of the Mint, and due in part to the Mint superintendent Frank Leach, a man who had no experience fighting fires, he led a crew that saved the vaults, and with that, he saved the U.S. economy. You see, the San Francisco Mint at that time...
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
The home of Al Franken, Ed Schultz, and Randy Rose. We're 960 The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 7:02. Good morning. This report brought to us by Martinelli's Sparkling Cider. CHP requesting a traffic break. They're going to have to bring everybody to a stop for just a second because there's some sheetrock all over the place. 280 northbound after the 880 interchange. 680 northbound in San Jose before Berryessa. Two-car crash. Might have got it over to the center to buy pretty quickly, but crews will need to show up to finish cleaning it up. Two-car crash was blocking the center bore of the Caldecott. Now on the Broadway off-ramp and out of the way, but you may be slow from, say, Orinda up to the Caldecott. No other problems reported on Bay Area freeways at the moment. Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, perfect for any celebration. It's non-alcoholic, festive like champagne, and it tastes great because it's made only from fresh apples, not from concentrate. Martinelli's non-alcoholic sparkling cider, a family tradition since 1868. There's a new newspaper in the streets of San Francisco. We'll tell you about it in our newscast at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning at 7:04 and live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Barcadero. We'll be keeping it real with Will and Lillian. 960 The Quake. I'm sitting here and you guys are just sitting down. Yes, it's just we have this lively discussion for the last 4 minutes, and then we have to run to the microphones. Okay, let's go. Let's go on the air.
But I loved it when neither one of us were had headphones, and we were standing on the side. He was in total panic. Did you see him?
We're coming, Paul. We know that you will open the show. You'll tell everybody what they're listening to.
Mm-hmm. You got plenty
of time.
We got
this down now. After this is our fifth month already.
Is this the fifth month?
Yeah. I've lost track.
We started in January 2nd, and it's May 4th.
I already feel like Ray Taliaferro.
2 to 6 a.m.
Yeah, 2 to 6 a.m., and he's been doing it for more than 25 years.
I know.
Can you imagine?
No. I don't mean to diminish the times that people have to get up. I know a lot of people have to get up earlier than we do. But this is a little switch for me, and I'm in the midst of changing gears. And I can't imagine having my gears stuck and being up from 1 to 6 in the morning.
It has severely cut into my drinking.
Moi aussi.
Yes.
Willie Brown, joke number 3, high and inside.
You get bumped in the head. I watched Barry Bonds get hit, though, guys.
Get bumped in the head. I just saw the teaser on the news when he was lying on the ground. What happened?
It was a foul tip.
Off of who?
I don't remember who was swinging
the
bat.
They said a rookie.
But it went straight, straight cold cock. Boom.
Oh, in the front of the forehead?
That's right, in there. Boom. Straight up. You know how when it hit you, and it really hit you?
They
bounced off it.
They had footage of it?
Yes. Oh. And he was stunned for a couple of seconds.
He was down on the ground, I saw.
Oh, he went down slowly. I mean, he just crumbled. And then when he hit the ground, his hands finally got to the top of his head, and he rolled over. And it was like frozen in time. Nobody moved.
Slow motion.
Oh, no, not a soul moved. It was like my bodyguards when I was attacked. Nobody moved except me and the cat attacking me. It was amazing. He went down, but he got up after 5 or 6 minutes, and he played the game.
Yeah,
he didn't get in a hit, though. Yeah. Did not get a hit.
But Schmidt pitched a hell of a game.
First shutout since about 2004, and I love it. He has 9 shutouts, right?
9 complete game shutouts.
Who's the most complete game shutouts ever for the
Giants?
Yeah. Let's take a guess.
Juan Marichal?
You got it.
Yeah.
52 by 2. He was the most. The next guy in line is somebody that never pitched. Jim Barr, I think, with like 25 or something. but Warren Mershow. 52 shutouts.
Complete game shutouts.
No wonder that guy's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was a good
Not
pitcher.
Only that, all the guys on the list, every one of them were complete game pitchers. None of them were like today. You know, I could pitch today.
Seven innings, and then they're
No, it's even
relief.
Worse than that. They
well,
have
sometimes,
some
pitch, yeah.
They have some pitchers that are on staff only to pitch to one particular hitter. They bring you in. They bring in five guys, the setup guy.
Especially the last 3 years against Barry Bonds, they would always have a left-handed reliever against, especially in our division, the NOS.
And in the old days, they didn't have all that shifting. You know, you were out there playing, and I don't remember when I played baseball, shifting to the left and shifting to the right. You know, where in hell the ball's going to go? You just go get it.
Hell, I remember Milwaukee Braves. Don McMahon was the relief pitcher. That was it. The relief pitcher. They had one guy. Everybody else was a starter.
And you had that incredible team for Cleveland where they had four pitchers and they all pitched complete games. There was never a need for a reliever. They had Early Wynn, Bob Lemon, Bob Feller, and Mike Garcia.
Wow.
And there was never any need for any relief. Between those guys, I think they probably won 90 games.
Well, there's that famous game in between San Francisco and Milwaukee Braves where Warren Spahn and Juan Marichal each went 14 innings, I think it was.
Yeah, 14 or 15 innings. Right.
One gave up three hits, the other gave up two hits.
And the game ended 1-0.
1-0 in 14 innings.
Unbelievable baseball. And you had those years in which and Milwaukee only had two pitchers.
It was Spahn and Sane and Pray for Rain.
That's right.
That's right.
Spahn and Sane and Pray for Rain. And then when Sane left, good for you. It was Lou Burdett. That's right. You're from that part of the world.
Yeah, I know more.
They always accuse Lou Burdett, though, of spitting on the ball.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, he was a spitter from way back.
He actually won three World Series games in 57.
Yes, he did.
He was the MVP.
Yes, he did.
And Spahn was the big. I did this. Friend of mine, Rich Friedman, is a reporter, and he brought me in as his cameraman during one of those old-timer games at Oakland A's. So I'm down there at the old-timers dugout taking pictures for him for some. It was BS, you know. It was just to get me in, but I was still taking pictures. And there's Warren Spahn, he's got to be 67, 68 years old, in the dugout, smoking a cigarette in the dugout. I thought that was so cool.
Which is what they did in the old days.
I mean, now.
Hey, Ruth, are you kidding me? They had beer in the dugout.
As well they should.
I thought you'd say I knew you had said that. But, you know, baseball is not the game that it was,
no,
but it's still
an industry, a real
interesting game.
But you got to remember back then, the days that we're talking about, there were 16 teams, and now there's 30. There's 16 National Leagues and 14
There were 16
American
teams
total.
And probably a sufficient number of Major League players to staff 30 teams.
So they had good.
There were no 250 hitters in Major League Baseball.
Well, Felix Mantilla. You know.
Yeah, but a 250 hitter was a dispendable player. You really had to hit better than 250.
Or he had to have a great glove. Or he had to have incredible speed.
Incredible speed. And then people don't steal bases anymore.
You know who we ran into last night?
Who's that?
Mike Tiny Felder. Remember Tiny Felder? He's a left fielder for the Giants until this other guy came in. He was here until 92. He was here for like 3 or 4 years.
What is he doing now?
Milwaukee. I didn't ask. I didn't get a chance. We were at this Giants fantasy camp thing at the Concordia Club, and they were just promoting the Giants fan. And I had been at one in 1987, so I just talked about it. But Felder was there. And Hobie Landreth was there.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No. And we were supposed to have a couple of other people. But Bill Lasky was supposed to be there, but he went to the hospital. And Greg Minton was supposed to be there, and he went to the hospital.
But
too.
Hobie Landreth?
Hobie Landreth.
How old is he?
76. He looks great.
My God. It's almost like I was
baseball
you,
keeps you young, I bet.
Yeah, I was telling you about that thing that I went to honoring George Shultz's.
The military thing.
Military thing on George Shultz.
Yeah, this was what we were talking about before we went on the air.
The World War II Museum
mm-hmm.
is located now in New Orleans. It's been designated by the Congress, financed by the Congress in part, and by private donations. But they had, they said, they resented the fact initially that you already had a Korean War Museum, mm-hmm. you already had a museum for the Vietnam War. So it's just amazing that no one had ever thought to do a World War II museum. No one could ever get together to do that. Then they had the guys from World War II stand up. Every guy in there who stood up had to be over 80 years of age.
Yeah.
Because just think about it. You know, you're talking about 61 years ago.
Is when it ended.
When that war ended.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if these guys were members, they were not like 17. Give me a break. They had to be older than 20, 21. All these guys were over 80. And they were in good look. They were good shape. They stood without walkers. I mean, it was impressive. And there were lots of them in the room. Of course, I stood to look to see who was standing. Just in case.
But you actually got to stand when the Army was called, right?
Yes, because my National Guard years and my discharge from the National Guard.
Part of the Army.
Yeah. It was interesting. And then the music for dancing purposes, and they had dancing. For dancing purposes, they decided, since it's the member of the World War II Museum,
they went with
they
the
played World War II music.
Oh, wow.
They played the Glenn Miller and the Artie Shaw.
Tommy Dorsen.
The Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsen. That's what they played. And it was the military band playing it. And these guys could play. I mean, they could play. The trumpeters were good, and there were women in this military
band. In the Army band?
No, it's not the Army band. It was the Marine Corps band.
Uh-huh.
Because this was honoring a Marine Corps. George Shultz was Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps is a division of the Navy, right?
Not anymore.
Was once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Started out
as. And Peter Pace is the first Marine Corps general to become head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he was there. That was part of the deal.
So he security said, was...
up to yang yang, as a matter of fact.
Well,
if that's a proper word.
That seems intrusive.
That's very George Bushy. All I could think of was any minute George Bush is coming in. Because it was that kind of a deal.
That kind of security.
Pete Wilson was the governor Pete Wilson was the presiding officer, and he's the vice president of that federal museum, that second World War II museum. He claims he didn't serve in World War II.
Oh, that's so that, yeah. Yeah, he was in Vietnam. Yeah,
yeah, he was in Vietnam. Yeah. And George Shultz was a captain, but they had a lot of generals there, retired captain, a lot of generals there. And George Shultz told this great story, Will. It was typical Will Durst type story. He was ordered to take a destroyer and go clear the Japanese off a particular island, because they were about to launch this massive invasion. He said he had never seen as many ships and pieces of equipment, what have you. And so he got his 20 guys, or 30 guys, or whatever his contingent was. He got the destroyer and headed straight for that island. They were to get there and take it before dawn, so that, in fact, troops would be out of harm's way. He said, except that no one understood what tides means. And the boats arrived, the tide was out, which means they had to walk in. They had to wade in or walk in because they couldn't get the boats close enough. It took them till dawn to get from where they were in the water till the shore. And when they got to the shore, they were all armed. And he said there was a guy standing there with three or four people with him. He had on this beautiful white robe and what have you. And George said he's not bilingual, but he immediately knew that this was a Polynesian guy. And he needed to speak Polynesian because he needed to get some directions. And so he said he ran his two or three words of Polynesian out there. And the guy responded by saying, "Lieutenant, we've been expecting you. The Japanese left 2 days ago." In clear English. The guy was from Cal or someplace.
and he recognized and that the
was,
rank.
Yeah, yeah, and that was his, he recognized the rank and everything else. That was the great, and then he said they were there on the island, and, you know, they secured the island because there were no Japanese.
We got the island, sir.
But then some Japanese flyer in one single plane decided to just shoot up everything. There was only one building still standing on the island, and it was a church. And this guy only had a limited amount of ammunition, and he shot around. They scattered everywhere. He said the safety was he can't shoot all of us, so let's just spread out, and he'll never be able to get more than one of us. He said, but the guy had one bomb, and the guy came down with his plane as close as he could and leveled on that church, blew it up, and then he took off. And George said, so much for those of us who don't go to church. Not a soul was injured.
There you go. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
He's
and
got a wicked sense of humor. Yeah.
Oh, they had some great war stories. I'm telling you, it was fabulous.
We've got a whole show, whole full plate for today, and it's our DC Thursdays. There you go. A little bugle
Boogie
music.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company D.
We have Marianne Akers of Roll Call. Okay. Writes, Heard It on the Hill. She has a scoop that's also been in the HuffingtonPost.com paper as well on the web. And she was at the correspondence. Dinner at the White House where Colbert did his thing and what a lot of people see as a Emperor's New Clothes moment. We'll close in on that. We're still getting emails addressed to Will Durst about this comment you made and that you did your burst of Durst yesterday.
Not a comment. It's a stance I've taken.
All right. I sit corrected. If I was standing, I'd stand corrected.
We've got to tell Marion Akers that our mayor is there in D.C. She might check him out.
Yes.
He's testing the waters.
Mayor Newsom in D.C. and more to be heard besides the Bugle Boy of Company C. 718, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Boy of Company B.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frigga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frigga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frigga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs on sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awanti Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz. Visit ebparks.org.
Rented TVs, computers, and more to a free e-waste collection event at the Chronicle Pavilion in Concord on October 7th, 8th, and 9th. Drop-off is free. For times and items accepted, visit gotewaste.com. That's gotewaste.com.
Have you watched your adjustable rate mortgage go up every month lately? Or maybe you set up a 3 or 5 year fixed mortgage in the last few years and see a time bomb ticking in your future. Well, you know what? That time bomb may be 1 to 1.5% higher than today's 30-year fix. I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lennox Financial Mortgage. Unlock the equity in your home to pull cash out, consolidate high rate second, or your non-deductible credit cards. We can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled in. Our 30-year fixed rates are phenomenal and they won't stay this low forever. So call us at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. Give us 5 minutes of your time, even if you're already in the process with another company. We can run the numbers to see if we can benefit you. Whether you have perfect credit or you've had your credit ups and downs, we can still offer you no closing costs. And by the way, even if your FICO score is less than 500, we can still probably help you. Give us a call at 888-945-4105. Listen, all I'm asking for is 5 minutes of your time. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105 or visit LennoxHomeLoans.com.
Licensed by the Department of Real Estate. License number 0126-8086.
And I just like the guy. He's a good Joe. Obviously loves his wife. Calls her his better half. And poll show, America agrees.
Stephen Colbert right there. Keeping it real with Will and Woolley on 960 The Quake, 723. And good morning on this Thursday, May 4th. Thursday's our D.C. day. And a big ruckus stirred up by Mr. Colbert when he stood up in front of the president and skewered him in the character he does on Comedy Central in the Colbert Report. Will Durst took the position on it that it wasn't a professional thing to do, and just as a comedian, it wasn't saying that he wasn't funny, and you weren't saying that George W. Bush didn't deserve it. And Marianne Akers from Roll Call, who writes the column Heard It on the Hill, you were there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Hey, Marianne, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Miss Marianne, Willie Brown here.
Hello, Mayor Brown. How's it going?
All right. My mayor is back there, my handsome, young, debonair Gavin Newsom. He's somewhere there in Washington.
Really?
I'm going to give him your number.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
There's even websites up like thankyoustephencolbert.org. Now, you were there, Marianne. What went down? What was the room like when Colbert was doing his thing?
Well, I mean, I have to say, when he started out, he followed a really tough act. The president and that impersonator were so great. The impersonator was absolutely hilarious. The room was screaming. It was such a surprise that the president came out with an impersonator who stood there, you know, lampooning him. He had the president's, he had it down pat. He was a great impersonator, and it was really pretty hilarious. People were screaming. Then Colbert comes on, and the president and the impersonator had really stolen his thunder. And a couple of his first jokes just fell flat. They weren't that funny. I think he was getting used to the audience. It's not really his forum. And Will Durst, he's not used to performing in front of a large audience like you do. He's used to the intimacy of the camera and knowing the audience that he has every night. Then when he really started sticking it to Bush, a little bit chilly in the room. People kind of looked at each other like, oh, my God, can you believe he's doing it? And it was clear that the Bushes were not laughing at all.
So was it uncomfortable in the room?
It was a little uncomfortable, yeah. And I think really it was also the end of the night. You had it on top of it,
right,
not going over well and being just a little over the top.
And following somebody who just killed.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I know that.
Exactly. You had to follow a really terrific act.
It's like when you do an open mic and then Robin Williams shows up. That's 45 minutes and you're going to follow that. I'm not saying George Bush is Robin Williams, though. I'm going to get more email on that. But what was the general consensus? Was the White House, were the correspondents laughing?
Some people were laughing, but that's another point. You know, he was just absolutely sticking it to the reporters as well. He should have.
Right, that was his job.
Yeah, that's his job. And I personally thought it was pretty funny because he was really, really poking fun at the press in a caustic way for not having been more aggressive earlier in questioning the Bush administration on a number of things, including and most particularly Iraq. So I thought that was fine. You know, people who are saying that we are criticizing Colbert are saying, oh, you know, the press didn't like him because he was going after the press. Well, you know, there could be a little of that. You know, I think some of the most thin-skinned people in Washington sometimes are not the politicians, but the people who cover them.
Especially when they're culpable like this in this instance.
Well, I think you're right.
I don't think
you're right. But otherwise, it was fun. You know, it was a good time. You know, I did a little roundup of some things. I said in my column that, you know, besides the Bushes, somebody else who wasn't laughing at Stephen Colbert's comedy shtick was the cartoonist author Anthony Hayden Guest. Do you all know who he is?
Yeah. We'll elucidate the whole listening audience about who he is.
Well, the reason, well, he's a really pretty hilarious cartoonist. He's a very fine author. He once dubbed himself the Tippler About Town in a New York Magazine piece. He really loves to go out and he likes to kind of booze it up. He had written in New York Magazine in 2002 that he quit drinking. But I know that that's not true because he unfortunately passed out at his table.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
He's a really nice guy, but he did. And everybody had to wake him up. They had to shake him to go wake up and go join the rest of us and drink some more at the Bloomberg after party.
Well, that's interesting because he obviously didn't enjoy the performance. I'd love to do that cartoon.
And then, of course, there was the whole gaggle of admirers just absolutely swarming around George Clooney. I've never seen anything like it. It was
Clooney was a rock star, huh?
Total rock star.
Was Bloomberg there?
Was the mayor there? I did not see him, although I do think he made a guest appearance at his party.
Yeah, there must have been quite a number of celebrities there.
Oh, there were a lot of celebrities. But I'm telling you, the person who got the absolute most attention was George Clooney. And second to him were those kids from American Idol, the ones who lost, Ace and the other one, Mandiza.
No kidding. The American Idol? What, cast-offs?
The American Idol loser. Huge following at the dinner.
How odd.
Potential presidential candidates.
Well, now you know what people in Washington are watching.
Absolutely.
American Idol.
Have you seen the movie American Dreams?
I have not.
Well, you know, it kind of mixes. It's a hybrid of political satire and taking on American Idol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
It's entertaining.
I saw the trailer for it. Yeah, it looked actually pretty funny.
It is in part, in particular, what they do with Mr. Bush.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid plays a very Bush-like character.
That's right, and the kid who is going to be the soaring star on the show is a young Muslim kid, right?
Right.
You know, one of the funny things that happened at the dinner, Harry Lennox, the actor who played some part on Commander in Chief. I believe he played the chief of staff. Now, of course, the show has been pulled. But he was getting a ton of attention. People kept going up to Harry Lennox, praising him as the savior of the Democratic Party. One woman went up and said, "Sir, you're the future of our country." Well, they thought he was Barack Obama.
That's funny. Marianne Akers, heard it on the Hill. Heard on the Hill is her column in Roll Call. And Marianne, you have a scoop on Scanlon we're going to get to in a moment and talk to you about what's going on in the Senate and the Congress on this week. There's debates happening on tax cut extensions, deals being made, and we'll get to all of that right now. It's time to check in on what's going on in the world. Here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, thank you all. 7:31. Let's go to the Cron 4 Traffic Center to get started. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Items in the freeways, brought to you by Mattress Discounters this time. It's a big fence post on 101 Southbound. Don't run over it. With the Great America Parkway off-ramp in the far right lane. And there's some rakes in the right lanes of 680 Northbound before Marina Vista. Two-car crash in San Jose on 680 Northbound before Berryessa. Looks like it's all in the center divide, but a tow truck on the way. Some brake lights past it. BART running 45 trains on time. Come into Mattress Discounters today and start sleeping better for less on approved credit. No down payment, no monthly payment, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands at discount prices every day. Here's a look at what's happening on 960. The Quake Caltrans crews will begin doing some emergency repair work in a section of Highway 17 near 9 tonight. Some have been complaining damage to their cars caused by broken and cracked sections of the road. It's so bad in some spots that even CHP has issued an advisory to its motorcycle cops telling them to take it easy through there. The National Park Service is considering a proposal that would extend Muni's streetcar service over to Fort Mason. The Park Service is working with the agency that oversees Muni and the federal government in putting together an environmental impact study of extending the F Market line. It currently ends at Fisherman's Wharf. The tentative contract agreement between Oakland Unified School District and its teachers is on the verge of collapsing. The teachers' union reps voted down the deal, and that raises the specter of a strike. The rank and file will vote on the proposal this Wednesday. A simple majority is needed to ratify. Knight Ritter, McClatchy, Media News Group, and Hearst are busy shuffling around newspapers in the Bay Area. While that's all going on, there's a new free daily that hit the streets in San Francisco this week. It's made by the former publishers of the Palo Alto Daily News. They've started the San Francisco Daily. It's published Monday through Friday and circulates in, you can see it in news racks in the Marina, Chestnut, Cal Hollow, North Beach, and Fillmore neighborhoods. Quake weather. San Francisco pretty much overcast the whole day today. Ditto the coast. Sunny inland, highs from the 50s to the mid-60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
The price of gas is going up and up and up and shows no sign of retreating anytime soon. Go to the homepage of QuakeRadio.com and click on the best gas prices link. The tool will tell you where in your neighborhood you can find the cheapest gas. If there is such a thing anymore, we can't beat big oil, but we can help you save a buck or two. Another helpful service from 960, The Quake.
$7.35, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And on this Thursday morning on 960 Progressive Talk Radio, we have on the line from D.C. who, Will?
It's Marianne Akers from Roll Call Magazine and the Herd on the Hill column. And she has, like last week, she came to us with a scoop. Mm-hmm. And this week, another scoop. Marianne, two in a row. What is this about Michael Scanlon?
Well, here's the deal. I guess we've already given away the punchline, but it really, this is hard to believe. I called it irony on steroids. Guess who was defending his graduate thesis this week on congressional ethics?
Scanlon?
Yes.
The chief of staff of Abramoff?
Michael Scanlon, former press secretary. And he has, yes. The one who has pleaded guilty to conspiracy in the Abramoff lobbying scandal. He
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
He's a specialist in loopholes. This guy wrote.
Right. That's true. Okay.
So he probably wrote a very good.
I bet he wrote a very fine thesis.
Yes.
Do we know what the thesis's conceit was? Do we know what it
yes.
stated?
Yes. Essentially, everyone gets up and they give a roughly one-sentence intro of their thesis, and then they take Q&A from faculty members and the other students in the room. Well, my question was, my God, did anybody know who he was? Did they ask about Abramoff? Did they, ask about his guilty plea, his having to pay many millions of dollars in restitution to the Indian tribes he ripped off? No, nobody seemed to know who he was because they're mostly young people in their 20s, but none of the professors asked. He got up, Michael Scanlon got up, talked about the House Ethics Committee, and he argued that, quote, the system now is not broken but functioning in the same manner it has since its creation. He also argued that the House ethics process is political in nature and that members were never expected to really do a good job of policing each other. Nobody, again, seemed to know who he was. The focus of his thesis, which I found interesting, was about the case of Adam Clayton Powell, who was famously
kicked out of Congress, right?
Exactly. Famously expelled in 1967 because of ethics violations. Now, later, the Supreme Court ruled, his lawyers fought all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they ruled that Congress was unfair in expelling him, so they reinstated him, but without seniority or back pay. So Scanlon talked all about that, apparently.
They overrode the Congressional Ethics Committee's decision?
It wasn't the Congressional Ethics Committee decision. It was the entire body's decision.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Yeah, the mayor, absolutely. It was the entire House that expelled him, his colleagues.
And he went down to Bimini.
I'm sorry?
He moved down to Bimini.
Oh, is that where he went?
That's where he went.
Even the Democrats turned against him.
Everybody turned against him. And the Democrats turned against him because, if you recall, he had decided to hook up with Richard Nixon.
Oh, right.
In 67?
Yep.
He was a flamboyant, interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
Maverick of the First Order. Brilliant. He was the chair and used every power all those Southerners had created over the years. He used the power of the chair to literally run the entire domestic policy for America.
No
kidding. He was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. Talented beyond belief.
Congress had some character.
Right.
And could get elected.
Bella Abzug, Adam Clayton Powell.
Made the mistake of calling that woman the bag woman. That was his big drawback, downfall.
Well, back to my big scoop.
Yes. Marianne Akers from Roll Call on the Quake here.
So we called Michael Scanlon, right? We wanted to confirm and make sure that he really was there. Yes, he admitted he was. He said, quote, it was just a loose end in my life.
Well, doesn't he go on trial? Isn't he out? He must be out on bail then.
He's guilty.
Well, yeah, he is out. He was freed on $5 million bond. He is awaiting sentencing, but right now he's still cooperating.
Oh, he pled guilty.
He pleaded guilty. He was released on $5 million bond. He faces up to 5 years in prison. He's agreed to pay nearly $20 million in restitution to those tribes he defrauded. And he's cooperating with investigators right now. So no clue when his sentencing will be. It could be a while. He's still cooperating with investigators who, could be on the verge of indicting other members. We don't know yet.
According to the Wall Street Journal, they give him credit for the second guy that went down. Rudy?
That's right.
The one who wanted to protect his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, he turned in Rudy, exactly.
And they believe that he has given us a considerable amount of testimony that could be to the detriment of Tom DeLay, because he was considered Tom DeLay's alter ego. He was considered the guy that Tom DeLay would go to. And whenever there was a dispute between Scanlon and Rudy, Tom DeLay was the referee between his two guys.
No kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you know, absolutely, he's giving a lot of any information he's giving is obviously all about Tom DeLay, and you know, we'll have to wait and see. But Tom DeLay, our majority leader, you know, not running for re-election, and Tom DeLay, all eyes are on Tom DeLay and Bob Ney right now.
You might try to find out what kind of grade he got on that thesis.
Well, I have the news to give you.
Oh, what did he get?
He passed his thesis review, and now he's just waiting for his diploma.
Wow.
As he awaits sentencing.
Wow.
He's awaiting his diploma.
Then, my guess is, not having read it, I assume it's a how-to book.
Investigating the loopholes.
Yes.
In the Congressional Ethics Committee.
This is how you ensure you won't get caught.
Another great scoop from Marianne Akers,
heard
on the Hill. What else you got going on, Milady?
Well, you know, after that one, I kind of wanted to just call it a week, you know.
That's a great one, though. That is unbelievable.
Seriously, I couldn't believe it when I heard it. It's too good to be true, but it was true.
Somebody dropped a dime on him, huh?
The person who was in the class with him is a House Democratic staffer, so of course they were more than willing to drop the dime.
Uh-huh.
Michael Scanlon. But of course we called Scanlon to confirm it, and he did, and even spoke to us on the record, which was great.
One of the loose ends of my life I just wanted to pick up. I love that.
He actually finished his graduate work 6 years ago, but never got around to defending his thesis.
No, he was busy bilking Indian tribes.
He was making his fortune.
He had stuff to do.
He didn't need those credentials. They would be of no help. They would be of no help in his new profession.
No. He might ruminate a little. That's funny.
I can see it now. After he gets his sentence, he's going to go on to speaking to all of America as an example to children on what you should not do.
Yes, like Charles Colson, who found Jesus in prison.
Yeah, maybe he'll be on the box of Wheaties 10 years from now.
What is happening with the investigations, all those? Are they going after Bob Ney?
Well, they're definitely closing in on him. His office says he has not received a target letter yet. I shouldn't even say yet. He has not received a target letter. He just has not.
What is a target letter? Do they have to tell you when they're coming at you?
Oh, yeah, they send you a target letter.
Because you have to wear it on your back or something?
No, it's a difference in how you respond to them.
It's,
because if you are exposed potentially, they have to be careful because they have to read you your rights and all those kinds of things.
They're warning you that you're about to be charged. So it's just a heads up, we're about to charge you.
Martha Stewart never got a target letter.
A Democrat is, in big trouble. William Jefferson in Louisiana, a second person has now pleaded guilty to bribing him. So I will tell you, investigators are closing in on him.
Democrats are in this as well.
No. This is a totally separate deal.
But I mean, you can't just, if you throw out a culture of corruption, then the Republicans can point to Jefferson, right?
That's right. Yeah, and they are. That's exactly what they're doing. You know, another interesting thing that Republicans are doing, a debate that had gone away that has now resurfaced, judicial nominees. Bush is, again, pushing some of these federal court nominees. One of them, the one they picked, Senate Republicans picked to go first to the floor, is Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, who's being nominated to an appeals court, was, guess who, an assistant to Ken Starr.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I think this is kind of a strategy by Republicans to hopefully dredge up that great scandal, that plagued the Democratic presidency of Bill Clinton. I think that's a bad idea.
I think people look back at that scandal and all that time wasted and Ken Starr spending so much time and getting so little. I think it's seen as a failed policy.
you think it could backfire.
Yeah. I also have another question. Bob Ney, now this is the guy who decided to change the name of the French fries in the congressional mess to Freedom Fries. Now, if he goes to jail, are they still Freedom Fries?
Well, see, this is interesting.
Or do they become unfreedom fries?
Prison fries.
I actually wrote about this in my column. Remember when the leadership forced him a couple of months to go to step down, when he was named as Representative One
right.
court documents in the Abramoff scandal? The GOP leadership forced him to step down as chairman of the House Administration Committee. It was as House of the Administration Committee, which oversees all the restaurants on Capitol Hill, you know, in Capitol House office buildings.
Hence, he was able to make that decision.
That's how he made the decision. So now there's this new guy, Vern Ehlers, who I'm sure you've never heard of, who's now the chairman of the House Administration Committee. And I wondered, hey, you going to keep the name Freedom Fries? What are you going to do? His people are not very fun, so they didn't really play ball. I thought it was funny.
Yes. Calling them Freedom Fries?
Only in one place are they still called Freedom Fries.
Jeez.
On the menu, Freedom Fries.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marianne Akers, the author of Roll Call's column, Heard on the Hill. You can go to rollcall.com. You can subscribe to it, as a matter of fact. And, Marianne, we subscribe to having you join us every Thursday morning in the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's the burst of Durst in our next segment. What will Will do today after everything that's come down about Colbert yesterday and the day before?
And the day before that.
And the day before that.
And the day before that.
And it'll continue. We'll
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
It's fun. We're having fun with this. And you know what? We'll ask Lewis Black what he would have done when he's our guest in the next hour. He'll be joining
us. Excellent.
Yes.
Is he coming in the studio?
Well, he's on call from an airport where he's catching a plane. And at 7:49, it's the Burst of Durst next. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
The greatest thing about this man is he's steady. You know where he stands. He believes the same thing Wednesday that he believed on Monday. No matter what happened Tuesday. Events can change. This man's beliefs never will.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the three laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a five.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike Epps, Inappropriate Behavior. Premieres Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps, Inappropriate Behavior, debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 central, and it's only on HBO.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:53 on this Thursday, May 4th, Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. I don't know if you noticed this, but Frontier Airlines announced a $59 San Francisco to LAX flight this week, which is destined to heat up the summer airfare wars like a shot of Tabasco and a sunburn. I think I'd rather sit on an Athens to Sparta diesel bus in the poultry section than fly these days. First, you have to get the ticket, which means a 3-hour tour to voicemail hell. If you've been waiting so long you've lost the will to speak, please press 9, followed by a repeated pounding of the asterisk. They sucker you in with trick prices as stable as a Mojave Desert souvenir stand made out of popsicles. $100 round trip if you can leave after 6 p.m. on a Wednesday with 2 stopovers and a stayover of a minimum of 2 consecutive Friday happy hours, not in contiguous months. You go to the gate, look out of the plane. It's dented. Graffiti all over the side, some of it in Arabic. And you know what? Window, middle aisle, I don't care. Just give me the no infant section. Most of them are taking turns kicking my seat. Then they try the Ella Fitzgerald thing with the pressurized windows. I start growling. Suddenly, what's the matter, mister? Don't you like children? Sure, lady, with lemon butter and capers. I mean, come on, isn't that what the overhead compartments are for? And now, you gotta bring your own food with you to the airport. And I suggest Thai food, so you have something in common with your luggage when it comes back from Bangkok. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
I'm your biggest fan, Will. Easily. I am your biggest fan.
Do you check your luggage?
I want to let the public know that I would never put my child up there.
In the overhead compartment.
My child has no wheels. You only put things up there. You only put things up there with wheels. You put the kid under the seat where you can see the kid in front of you.
Oh, that, in one of those little pet carriers.
That's right. That's right. A Louis Vuitton pet carrier. The be styling. What a great burst of Durst. That is really funny. And the business of no food, they now will sell you food on the plane. For $4, you can get whatever you want to get on the airplane. It's amazing.
Not whatever you want to get.
Well, whatever they have.
Exactly, which and is a big difference.
And what they have is what they had left over from the last flight.
Yeah, yeah. There's no cell,
from first class.
Cell data,
yeah,
no
they put it in a little box and they pass it around to you. And
what, they
sell
didn't
it
eat
to you
in first class. They throw it in a box.
And put it in a box. What the hell? Nothing wrong with
that. Those muffins only half chewed through.
You've got to be into recycling. So they do
it.
Did
you bring your own food now? Even in business, the food is not that good anymore.
Well, but wait a minute. Airplane food is designed to make sure you lose weight. That's what it is for. As a matter of fact, if you want to publish a book guaranteed to reduce the amount of poundage you have, just put you on a strict diet of airline food. I guarantee you, you will not only lose weight, you will die.
I miss United's breakfast. The morning, they used to have this great cheese omelet. I don't know, it was probably full of cholesterol. I don't know what they did to it. It was just a very simple cheese omelet. And it was delicious. And it wasn't burnt and it was done. And the cheese was hot. It was a great cheese omelet.
You know why they don't have it anymore?
Because it tasted good.
No. The fossil fuels that they put in it are too expensive.
That's unsaturated fat, my friend.
Yeah, it had preservatives in it, and those preservatives are now running your car. I mean, that fast new automobile you have is being powered by what formula you used to take in your omelet.
No. That's no 91 octane in that omelet.
Oh, yeah. It had to be 91
Do you take
octane.
Your own food on?
No. I don't eat on airplanes.
You don't at all?
No. I'll eat fruit. If they have fruit on the airplanes and it doesn't look too moldy.
Yeah.
I'll eat
it. Look too moldy.
No. He's right.
Well, you better check that fruit out and be prepared to go to the little restroom and wash it yourself. Do not trust that it hasn't been handled by that little kid who was not put up in the vegetable
overhead
bin.
Lewis Black is playing the Oakland Paramount Theater Saturday night, and he'll be our next guest. We're going to take a look at the news and see what's going on in the world. Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie. On this Thursday morning here at 960, The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
The voice of the progressive lives here.
Broadcasting in HD digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Zacharias Moussaoui gets his formal sentence, life in prison, for his role in the 9/11 plot. Correspondent Kelly Arena reports Moussaoui was given a chance to say something in court.
He was smiling, he was giddy, he was flashing the victory sign, he waved sarcastically at the judge. He got up and he said, I'm going to respond to the victim family members who just spoke. And he said, you know, you said I destroyed a life and you lost a husband. He said, maybe one day you can think about how many people in the CIA have destroyed a life.
Moussaoui went on to curse America and say the U.S. never will catch Osama bin Laden. Opening statements are set for today in the sniper trial of John Muhammad in the Washington, D.C. area. He's on trial for 6 killings in Maryland. He already stands convicted in Virginia and is on death row there. But attorney Anthony Cipino says, considering the ever-changing political nature of the death penalty, it's understandable why Maryland wants a crack at Muhammad.
Although he has been convicted and is under a death sentence, given the uncertainty as to whether that will ever be carried out and most certainly when, you can understand why the state of Maryland wants to prosecute him as well.
Two more American soldiers have died in a roadside bombing in Baghdad. That brings the U.S. war dead to 2,408. The government says worker productivity rebounded in the first quarter, up at an annual rate of 3.2%. Wages also were up. Some of the nation's big retailers, Walmart, Costco, Limited Brands, reported better than expected April sales. Economist Diane Swonk says this had a lot to do with the date on which Easter fell this year.
The late placement of Easter pushed people out of the stores, kept them out in March. And in fact, March was a fairly weak month for many of these retailers, and they had a nice bounce back with Easter showing up in the month of April.
Retailers indicate higher gasoline prices.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
960 The Quake, an island of blue in a sad sea of red.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. Good morning. This report brought to us by Mattress Discounters. Doing some work in Stinson Beach on 1, just south of the Panoramic Highway. Some road work. 30-minute delays are expected for the next couple of days, and they'll do one-way traffic controls through there. Napa, 121 at Stonecrest. Busted fire hydrant, and it's a big water fountain, partially flooding the lane of traffic. San Ramon crash on 680 southbound after Bollinger Canyon Road. Multi-cars could be blocking. And at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, not too bad at the moment, according to our reports. Metering lights are on with an average backup of the tolls. At Mattress Discounters, you'll find discounted prices every day on quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, and a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. Plus, on approved credit, you make no down payment, no monthly payment, and pay no interest for 12 months. What highway in the Bay Area is so terrible the CHP tells its officers to be careful? Patch job coming up, and we'll tell you more in the news at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now. San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, I'm Paul Wells here at the Hotel Vitale with Will Durst and Willie Brown. We'll be joined momentarily by Lewis Black, who's waiting for a plane as he brings his comedy tour to the Oakland Paramount Theater on Saturday night. And the Quake is also fully vested in having Mark Crispin Miller tonight at the theater in Oakland, the Grand Lake Theater.
Oh, at the Grand Lake?
7 p.m. tonight. The doors open, I believe, at about 6. And he is the author, of course, of the book Fooled Again, and How the Right Stole the Election in 2004 and Will Steal It Again. Mark Crispin Miller will be our guest at 7:20 right here at the Hotel Vitale tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, but they can see him
at the corner of Mission Embarcadero. Right, tonight he's at the
Grand Lake Theater. Have you done that venue, Will?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous theater.
It is a beautiful theater. It's an old-time theater. It's like what the Paramount was at one time, what the Fox was here in San Francisco at one time. It really is an elegant theater. I don't frankly know how long the Grand Lake can last, though. I'm not sure they're making money.
Well, one of the things that I love about it is it's a slice of a time gone by. There's a little smoke shop right next to it. And when I say a little smoke shop, it's just clogged full, and it looks like it's part of the lobby, the original lobby, you know, because it's tucked in right next to the Grand Lake. And it just seems like, you know, you could film a 40s movie there. Like Dillinger would stop there before he would see The Lady in Red or The Woman in Red, whatever movie he was seeing at the Biograph.
How is it that it has become kind of the venue for the Barbara Lees of the world, for the so-called progressives? Every time
for the progressive movement.
Yeah. And you participated.
Yeah, we had the World Can't Wait event was held there, and I performed, and it was a wonderful audience. I think it's because the owner is very into these progressive movements, and he's a soft touch for any of us who come by.
And so this person that is showing up to do this book reading, I assume, Paul, is that what he'll be doing?
Mark Crispin Miller, is that what is he going to be? It's actually just a talk based on the stuff that he does in his book.
And probably a sale of his books.
I'm sure they'll be available in the lobby, you know, signed books in the lobby. Everybody wants a signed book.
But he's
book.
Not an entertainer, I don't think.
He's a journalist.
Yes.
Crispin Miller. But you see him a lot on the cable news shows. He's the one of the designated lefts, as are you.
The University of California has a speakers series, a lecture series, I guess you would call it, for all of the campuses. And you get on the circuit. They bring you out to California, or they bring you on to the circuit. And you go, like, every 2 weeks or so, you go to another campus and present essentially the same lecture, and they really pay good money for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been trying to get on that circuit for a while. My friend Julian Bond, who was at one time quite a figure in the civil rights movement. He's now president of the NAACP, and he had been the subject matter of a Supreme Court decision about the Georgia legislature rejecting him.
He integrated what?
He integrated
University of Georgia?
The lunch counters, I think, was really his deal, his big deal. He was one of those young kids back in the early 60s who was doing the number. Then he ran for the legislature. He won and became...
He was a congressman as well.
He became the figure. He became the real figure. But I'm referencing him because it was kind of the way in which things were done in those days, and Julian was kind of doing it, and I wish that we could have him even now doing the same stuff, because when he left the House, he went on the junior college speaking circuit. He made a fortune throughout the country speaking for like $2,500, $5,000 a pop to junior colleges. So he would come to California, and with 103 junior colleges in the state, he'd stay here for an extended period of time, lecturing at all of these junior colleges, giving essentially the same speech, and making a fortune.
That's a great, to just do the same speech over and over and over
same
again.
Same speech to various campuses. You know, you'd modify it slightly and by saying, you know, I'm no longer in San Diego. I'm now in City College in San Francisco. But other than that, no modifications. And he made a fortune, I'm telling you, moving around the country to all of these so-called city colleges or junior colleges on the speech circuit. So keep in mind, well, not only should the Grand Lake entertain you, but you would be a...
The colleges.
I'm going to become your agent.
Yeah. I need an agent.
This is the anti-COBA.
I wouldn't let's not go there. You know, everything that you... It's really funny how in some of our listeners, and I'm getting the emails here, this one from Catherine that I'm answering right now, who went to quakeradio.com and, you know, did the contact
which
us
anybody
button,
can
email Will and Willie.
Email me personally, durst@quakeradio.com.
And you take all the things that you've said, all the things we've said, all the things that we have said about the Bush administration, about what they're doing, about the war, about everything that's going on, and suddenly negate that because of the difference in opinion that you have over the perhaps decorum of the gig of the comedian at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and how now they're going to vet every comedian that comes in there. And a lot of people, and I agree, find that what Colbert did was ballsy and positive, that it was put right in the face of President Bush in a very biting, satirical kind of way. If it was the wrong place at the wrong time, so be it, but it's been done. And
I
have a
Will's
problem.
Position.
But that's not Will's position. That it was
saying,
a bad thing. Your position was not that it was a bad thing to do.
My position is that it was inconsiderate and it was unprofessional. I thought it was brave, however.
There you go.
That's how I feel.
Well, running to catch a plane so that he will actually be here Saturday night at Oakland's Paramount Theater. Louis Black is joining us right now on the phone. And Louis, we could ask you, if you were the person picked to do the White House Correspondents' Center Saturday night, and what would you have done then?
I wouldn't have done it. Louis Black, this is Willie Brown.
Congressional Correspondents' Dinner, and that was enough.
Oh, you did one already.
The Congressional Correspondents.
It's horrible. There's no worse job.
But you will spend time in first class.
So, he actually is at the airport. Louis Black.
At the airport.
So you would not have done what Colbert did? Or?
You did it once. You don't want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's the worst job on earth. These are the most uptight group of people you could possibly be in front of. You know?
Well, yeah.
They had me go through my act. You know what he said that was the bad word?
What?
Nipple. Nipple.
You couldn't say nipple?
That's right. I said, what am I supposed to do, point at him and say the happy? How are you doing, Will?
I'm doing good. You're on with me and Willie Brown, boss.
Very nice.
Louis Black. Is that your real name?
Yeah, why we make what could you always know? Make something like that up?
Yeah, well, my middle name is Lewis, Lewis.
Thank you.
So we got Lewis Brown speaking to Louis Black. And my dad, I have my dad's name, except they called him Lewis Brown.
Oh, yeah?
So I can see it now, Lewis Brown and Lewis Black.
If it works, I'll do it.
The Brown and Black tour. Lewis Brown speaks Spanish, and Lewis Black speaks
Ebonics.
Hey, buddy, where are you? Where are you headed? You're headed here.
I'm in Vegas heading to Los Angeles.
You got a gig in Los Angeles either tonight or tomorrow?
No, I got to eat, have a lunch or something, you know.
Oh, you have a meeting. Oh, darling.
I'm doing a thing for PBS about aging, which I'm doing rapidly.
And then Friday night you do Paramount Theater, huh?
That's right.
And do you both do Saturday night as well or just Friday night?
I leave literally right after the show and go to Palm Springs.
Oh, man.
Retire.
For a gig?
Retire.
or for R&R?
No, gig.
Oh, yeah. What a schedule you have. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Oakland, Palm Springs.
Yeah, really, I work the geniuses. The only thing they did was keep me out of that White House dinner. I didn't find it. Did you think it was that offensive? I thought other guys had been more offensive.
I thought Imus was more offensive.
Clinton, you said that, too.
Yeah, and he got flack from the left, if you remember.
Yeah, he got whacked.
Yeah, he got flack from the left, and I thought this was almost as inappropriate. I thought the video that he did was hysterical with Helen Thomas.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was inappropriate. I don't quite... Because, you know, everything that's going on is completely inappropriate.
That's true.
Everything.
My problem was your job there is to make the press laugh, the correspondents laugh, and that wasn't his focus. He was playing to the back of the room instead of playing to the audience. I thought he was playing to the back of the room.
That's true.
You know comics who play to the back of the room, you know.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I wouldn't do the job. It took me 4 months to figure out what to say to these people. And I had Cheney next to me.
Oh, no kidding.
And I literally, and he was laughing at everything, and I literally was thinking, I'm not funny anymore.
If yeah. Cheney's laughing, I'm not funny. Lewis Black is with us, and he is at an airport traveling around. He will be at Oakland's Paramount Theater this Saturday night, May 6th. What can people expect, Lewis?
What I'll tell you, but just one more thing on that is, well, it took me 4 months to convert my act from what it is, which is mildly psychotic, into a highly refined series of knock-knock jokes.
Played to the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly it.
Hey, people know that, if they don't know, they should. If they don't know, they've been living in a cave, but you do a weekly commentary on Jon Stewart's The Daily Show,
mm-hmm.
and with a special title, right?
Yeah, Back in Black.
Back in Black, and that's every Wednesday now?
It depends. I haven't been around a lot, so it's Wednesday or Thursday, depending.
Oh, well, if you need
and
to
this
it,
week,
let me know.
This week it's Thursday, I take it.
This week it's not on. Next week it'll be on.
Oh, all right.
And you can guess when. I have no clue anymore.
And what else are you doing, boss? You've been doing a couple of movies, I hear?
I did some movies. I just did a feel-good movie.
No. Lewis Black and the feel-good movie in the summer of 06?
No, it's coming out at Christmas. It's a Christmas movie. I finally made the transition out of Judaism.
What, you play a lovable but crusty but benign elf?
Yeah, no, I play an airport manager who loses his mind.
Oh, excellent.
And chases these kids around. Basically, I spend the whole movie chasing these kids and making their life miserable.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And at the moment, are you on location?
No, I was. We did it in Salt Lake. We did it in Salt Lake City. There's another place you don't have to visit. You can cut that one off the list. Anywhere where you got to join a club to drink, no.
You have to join a club to drink?
You got to buy it. Yeah, they made you buy a. You have to join a. If you go into a bar. In order to drink at the bar, you have to get a club membership. And then they only serve singles. You can get a sidecar. But if you want a martini, actually, in the glass, the olive is higher than the liquor. It's absurd.
Well, you're able to drink in Vegas, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I made up for lost time.
Buddy, it's great to hear from you. And
good to hear from you. I'm glad things are going well.
Oh, well, this is such a cruise. I'm with the master, and I'm not talking about Paul Wells. But Willie Brown is a genius, so all I do is hook my fingers into his belt loops and let him fly.
Well, it's really good to hear your voice. So.
And you too, man.
I'm coming over to check you out Saturday night.
Okay, great.
In Oakland.
I'll see you then.
Make sure he can get backstage. Say hey.
I will. I have no problem. I'll get, make sure you can get back before anybody.
Right, no, Lewis. I'm going to try to get a visa to get over there.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All okay, right, thanks, Lewis Black. Now put down that cell phone before the TSA people come over you at the airport and start to strip search you.
All right, buddy. Have a good flight.
And we'll catch him now. We have your calls at 866-960-5753. That's our phone number, 866-960-5753, if you want to join in the conversation or go to the emails, and we're reading those about Colbert and other things that are going on. And if you registered at quakeradio.com right now, be the ninth caller at aforementioned 866-960-5753, and you'll win four tickets to see Lewis Black at Oakland's Paramount Theater this Saturday night, May 6th, courtesy of us right here. I think Lewis would let you in.
Can I? Oh, I never get in touch with him to get on the guest list. Just give me a couple tickets.
Uh-huh. 8:20 on this Thursday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
You're
on 960 The Quake.
You're just reading stuff. Throw me a couple tickets.
Make the call like everybody else. This is an equal place.
K. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally, the whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Want to save money and stick at the big oil at the same time? Of course you do, and the Quake can help. We've exhaustively researched the lowest prices around for gas. Just log on to quakeradio.com and scroll down to best gas prices and plug in your zip to find the cheapest gas in your town.
She take my money, well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over town, that digs on me.
A 24, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. We're here 7 to 10 at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission and Barcadero, where you can drop by and be part of our studio audience in this hour. We'll also hear from Bob Summerby on our DC Thursdays, where we check in on our nation's capital and the goings on there. And we'll also have someone who's running for Congress, one of the posse of candidates chasing Pombo in the 11th District in California, Stephen Thomas will be joining us.
One of the four candidates running against Pombo, three Democrats, and
Pete McCloskey. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday we had President of the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco, Aaron Peskin, on, and we were talking about yesterday's big conference or press conference in D.C. where President Bush and the federal government was talking about the bird flu and if there's a pandemic, what the worst case scenario was. And Aaron mentioned that he felt it was part of...
He kind of dismissed it.
Yeah, the atmosphere of fear, the way that 9/11 is used. And we have an email here that mentions Tamiflu, which is what the government is going to try to stockpile. Now, worldwide, okay, worldwide.
So far,
from the bird flu.
How many?
Discovered in Vietnam 9 years ago. In the 9 years, 100 people have died in the entire world in that time.
That's
from
it.
Bird flu. That's it. It affects, at this point, pretty much birds only. Now, Tamiflu was developed by Gilead Sciences Incorporated. And you know who was the president of Gilead Sciences Incorporated and remains a major stockholder of the company? Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Secretary of Defense, and he might benefit greatly by the selling of this patent to Roche, and Roche is the company that is putting out the Tamiflu. Their Tamiflu sales were $254 million in 2004, a billion in 2005.
So four times.
Yes, and you know how many more millions Roche can earn in the coming months if the business of fear continues, says this email that we received. So Bush's friends, and you know Donald Rumsfeld being in the inner circle there, decide that medicine Tamiflu is the solution for a pandemic that hasn't occurred yet and that has caused 100 deaths worldwide in 9 years. And according to this email, Tamiflu barely affects the common flu virus and probably will not be effective.
Well,
with the mutant,
I've got to tell you though that the business of the bird flu, it's playing havoc in Africa, because there are a number of countries that rely upon chickens mm-hmm. as part of their wealth. The chickens are hedged against hunger. Chickens are hedged against a whole series of things, and economies that are based kind of on chickens, and to having to destroy a whole fleet and flock of chickens destroys the whole economy of some villages and some communities in Africa. And I think that the business of not taking this bird flu seriously, I'm obviously concerned about the potential for human deaths, but there are other kinds of things that play havoc with the economies of countries that may not have any human death implications.
But all the sidereal effects are
no question, because mm-hmm. if you wipe out and you create a hunger issue, people don't die from bird flu. They die from hunger created by the fact that they had to destroy all of their sustenance by way of chickens in order to avoid bird flu.
Especially for such a minuscule possibility. And right now, all it is a potential. We don't know. We don't know. They're talking about it mutating and moving to humans and destroying a large portion of the population. I mean, we've heard, you know, the estimates of the numbers of people, which are ridiculous. And now, of course, there's a made-for-TV movie, which is just bellows into the fireplace of the fear. Have you heard about the made-for-TV movie about bird flu that's coming up? It's going to be on next Sunday, I think. I'll find out. But it's one of these disaster movies, you know, where the pandemic does strike. You know, that's irresponsible. I think it's irresponsible. I mean, they could have made it something different if they wanted to intimate that it was the bird flu, but they actually call it the bird flu.
Well, in referencing Rumsfeld, he may be better at fighting the bird flu war than he is.
Let's hope so.
Yes, and so I would think maybe we want to redirect his talent to the bird flu world. I'd rather have him making more money with an increase in the value of his stock for that drug-producing company that's lending its patent to Roche than all of the havoc that he is causing throughout the world.
Here's the mm-hmm. name of the movie. It's ABC Made for Television. It's called Fatal Contact, Bird Flu in America, and it airs May 9th. Which is a week from last Tuesday. It's in 5 days, yeah, because today is the 4th. So.
But it's one day after the two-hour episode on...
24?
Yeah.
Next week is a two-hour episode?
Yeah.
I didn't see what happened on House yesterday. I watched the first night of House, and then last night, I didn't see what happened. So if anybody knows what happened, because Omar Epps was...
was I'm not giggling. I'm not a house person.
You're not a house man?
No, no, no. I the only one television show I watch.
That's it? You don't watch The Sopranos?
Oh, no, I don't watch The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to watch it. Yeah, I have too many other things
I know.
To do.
I'm surprised you took time out from your schedule to actually, you know, get involved in watching.
I got hooked on 24 because I received as a gift
the DVDs.
The previous seasons, yeah. Right.
Ah, that's how it happened.
And it tested my ability to work my DVD machine.
Bob Summerby joins us.
I've been able to turn it off.
In the next segment, the Daily Howler from Washington, D.C. And right now we've got John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
You enjoy cutting people off.
Good morning. It's 8:31. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, all with the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time by Mattress Discounters. There's some emergency road work being done by Caltrans in Stinson Beach on Highway 1, just south of the Panoramic Highway. They're going to have one-way traffic controls, and they'll make you wait up to 30 minutes. So unless you have to get over there, we'd suggest staying away for a couple days. Broken fire hydrant still spilling water all over. It's a big fountain on 121 at Stonecrest Drive. Very heavy on Highway 4 from westbound 80 all the way through because of some earlier late-running construction. They were about an hour late in getting it picked up. And when that happens, bad things happen. BART's running 57 trains on time. Baybridge Toll Plaza, slow. Metering lights are on right now. Come into Mattress Discounters today and start sleeping better for less. On approved credit, you make no down payment, no monthly payment, or pay no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, where you find quality brands at discount prices every day. Here's a look at what's happening this hour on 960 The Quake. Caltrans crews have to do some emergency repair work on a section of Highway 17 near Highway 9. How bad is 17? If you drive it every day, you know. Even CHP has issued an advisory to its motorcycle officers, telling them to take it easy through there. Would you ride a Muni streetcar over to Fort Mason? Seems to be a possibility. The National Park Service is considering such a possibility, and they're going to have a public meeting next week about it. Need to put together an environmental impact study as well on extending the F Market Line from Fisherman's Wharf over there. BART says they ran all their trains in the month of April 95% on time, a little bit better than the month of March when they had a track fire and a couple other things that slowed the system to a stop on a couple of days. It's not quite as good as the 96% last April, but they say they're pleased with it. As Knight Ritter, McClatchy News Media Group, and Hearst shuffle around newspapers, there's a brand new paper on San Francisco streets. It's in machines in Cow Hollow, North Beach, Fillmore, and other neighborhoods. It's called the San Francisco Daily. It's put out Monday through Friday. It's 8 pages now, but they say as soon as they get some ad revenue fired up, it'll be bigger. It's put together by the former publishers of the Palo Alto Daily News. Quake weather today. Overcast in the city and on the coast, sunny inland, highs in the 50s and 60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader. A proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the three laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a five.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike Epps. Inappropriate behavior.
premieres Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps' Inappropriate Behavior debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 Central, and it's only on HBO.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Whole world. She's second only to Mother Earth, and she's already had her day. So, tell 960 The Quake about your mom in 960 words or less, and you can win 960 minutes of progressive pampering for your mom. This Mother's Day weekend, she'll be treated to a weekend stay at the 5-star Hotel Vitale, a spa treatment, flowers, dinner for two, a cruise on the Bay and more. Go to the contest page at quakeradio.com for details and rules. From the radio station that loves mom, 960 The Quake.
Real issues. Real people, real opinions, even if they're sometimes not totally politically correct. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
You don't have to billboard the show with it, for Trump's sake. You're stoking the fire here.
Yes, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 10, and on Thursdays at this time, we're joined by Bob Summerbee, the Daily Howler from Washington, D.C.
Everybody's going to hate me today.
No, you probably got the same opinion that I got.
Oh, really? I deliberately didn't check with you because I didn't want to compare notes ahead of time.
No, tell me, what did you think?
Stephen Colbert, are we talking about?
Yeah.
See, you know, it's not the end of the world, but I didn't like it as a comedian. I sort of didn't like it. You know why? Because
he was playing to the back of the house.
Yeah, you know, there's a letter in the New York Times today saying, well, he wasn't trying to entertain the attendees. He was reaching the people at home. Well, the attendees were paying him.
That's my point exactly.
You know, first of all, and I watched it. By the way, it's a very tough kind of gig. We're going to get technical now, Paul and Willie. It's a tough kind of gig. You're following the most famous person in the world. You know, almost no one ever does well in those settings.
Drew Carey did okay.
He did. I was trying to remember if I ever saw anyone really. I think you're right. Yeah, now that I think back. So it's a tough gig. But you know, boy, it was. You could hear the tumbleweed killing the crickets in the room watching it on television.
You know, Bob Summerbee, your opinion is similar to Will Durst, and you wouldn't believe the veracity of the emails we've gotten and the phone calls we've gotten.
We've had people say that they're, that's it. We're off the list. We're no longer listening to us.
You're not politically correct anymore. And even this guy who's been listening today, and we just had Lewis Black, and we asked him what he would do, and he said, look, it's a tough gig. I wouldn't even take it. I did it once. It was awful. I thought I stunk because Cheney was laughing at me. And then one listener, this guy Roger, writes an email. I find it interesting that you guys just now wouldn't really let Louis Black say he didn't find anything particularly wrong with what Colbert did. We weren't censoring Louis Black.
No. People are so upset that you're not politically correct enough. It's funny.
They're not seeing straight or listening straight.
Liberals will jump at you for it. It doesn't matter. You know, they're off the bus like that because they're not pure.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand, you know, people feel like they finally got to see someone speak truth to power, quote unquote. And, you know, I understand that. The thing is, you know, to me as a comedian, you can always turn down a gig. And if you don't respect a group enough to want to entertain them, which is what you're contracting to do, you don't have to go there, you know. And it just gives me a funny feeling when I see someone go in and sort of use a setting like that
to make a statement.
I don't know. I mean, and the main thing is, they didn't laugh. I mean, when you go there, that's sort of the wager you're taking. I can make these people laugh. And by the way, comedy doesn't change people's minds unless it strikes them as funny. It can be a very powerful tool if you can get them to laugh with you. But it doesn't work if they think you're lecturing them. So, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not, you know, I think Stephen was fantastic on The Daily Show. I don't really like his own show. But it's been interesting. This has been a debate for a whole week now about this thing. So, you know, there's a big op-ed column in the Washington Post this morning. It's quite a focus.
Well, I'm politically incorrect on this, but I was trying to tell the listeners, it doesn't mean I'm less of a liberal. It just means I have a professional perspective on this. And give me the benefit of the doubt of having done comedy for 32 years, you know, for knowing a little bit about this. If you're a performer and you disagree with me, that's great. That's, you know, considered criticism. But if you're not a performer, get off my ass.
I was wondering what you were going to think about this one, Buster.
Yeah, well, we have someone named Lane who says, as a performer myself in this email, I know how a room can turn on you. I've listened to Mr. Colbert, and he was brilliant and brave, and I wonder if it ever occurred to Mr. Durst that the lack of response from, quote, the media, close quote, may have been self-preservation. There, you know, so many issues involved in what's going on. And yes, we know the emperor has no clothes. We all know that. And Stephen Colbert stood there and said it. But still, what you're saying, Bob Somerby, is the same as well. Is it's just a professional idea.
It's a professional perspective.
That you guys have.
And it isn't professional. I mean, you know, in terms, you know, the emperor was actually wearing a tuxedo that night. And he was sitting three seats down. Granted, you know, I'm sure many listeners have a very low level of respect for Bush, and that's fine with me. I mean, I'm probably less rabid about it than some others are. When I say rabid, that sounds like a bad thing. I wouldn't do that myself. It isn't even a matter of being professional. It's just a matter of being polite to someone who's forced to sit there and pretend he's enjoying it. There's a million other ways. By the way, I've been, every day for 9 years, I've been trying to make people confront the press corps, to make liberals confront the way the press corps is actually defeating us. And it's very hard. It isn't going to change anything, what happened. And it's not the end of the world either.
No. No.
Yeah, but he won't be rebooked.
Well, they don't rebook. I noticed that Imus hasn't been back for 10 years either. So.
Not even invited.
No. It's a tough gig. Actually, I saw Louis last year when he did it, and he did sort of adjust. You know, he took out some of the naughty language, and so he made the attempt to adjust to the setting, which, but, you know, people can do what they want.
But if you take the gig and I hire you,
yeah.
And I'm hiring you to come in and be funny.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me, if you fail to be funny, I don't pay you.
No, that's true. I'm good. You know, if I take a gig for some group that I don't really think well of, and I go in there and give them a bunch of crap, you know what? The first thing, they're not going to pay me. Why should they? I mean,
it's a professional contract that you've made.
Yeah, you know.
You know, but, it's kind of a.
Yeah,
it's a compact.
We've
been talking about this all week. I've been getting flack, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, though, there's a criminal defense lawyer. I always try to get my money in advance. because I knew the sucker was guilty. And he was going to jail if there's going to be any justice.
Well, whatever
and
they
my
pay...
performance would not reward me.
Whatever they pay me in advance, I always caution them. I always say, you idiot, you never pay a comic up front. They'll just take the money and run.
Well, so, that was yeah. Chuck Berry's approach.
Yeah.
He was just thinking about cars.
Who was the guy who always had to get gold for a while? Was that James Brown? Remember in the last when cash was there was a while there where James Brown demanded Krugerrands.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was James Brown. I can't remember who it was.
Huh? I've never done that myself, but you're giving me an idea now.
Bob, did you go to the correspondence dinner?
No, I was watching it. Right, I was sitting right here watching it on C-SPAN. I was actually taping it, and then it went so poorly, I just kind of taped back over it, and I didn't realize it was going to become a big cause celeb. I mean, I wished I had kept the tape just to, you know, he had some pretty good jokes. To be honest, most of the jokes weren't great. A few of them were pretty good if the guy wasn't sitting right there.
He stayed in character, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was the O'Reilly.
I know, but I think that's been a problem for Stephen, because he was fabulous on the daily small doses. Character acts, it's hard to, when you have to stay in character. It's
for a half
limiting.
Hour a day, yeah.
It's very tough. It's very tough for a performer. It puts them in a type of straitjacket along with the tuxedo.
Unless you're Bush.
Yeah.
unless you're doing the Rain Man bit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, there's a joke that he did that I lust after that is so funny.
Okay, which one?
George Bush believes on Wednesday.
That's what I was just thinking about.
And it doesn't matter what happened on Tuesday.
No, see, that's 30 seconds ago, that's the joke I had in my head when I said a couple of the jokes were really good. That was that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
How about his stand-on joke?
It doesn't stand for things, he stands on things.
We have that joke that you just mentioned.
The greatest thing about
Monday,
this man
Wednesday joke?
Is he's steady. You know where he stands. He believes the same thing Wednesday that he believed on Monday, no matter what happened Tuesday. Events can change.
Well,
this man's
you guys
belief
enjoyed
never
it,
will.
I couldn't hear it.
It was veracity. Yeah. I mean, the emails were veracity. It's true. What Colbert was saying is very true of the Bush administration.
So here's what I'll say, Paul. You know what? As liberals and Democrats, we have to find ways to combine, and I'm putting Bush aside now, we have to find ways to confront the mainstream press corps in ways that will succeed. I mean, that will, you know, I'm doing stuff on that for the next couple of weeks right now on my website. I mean, we have to find, because they have trash Democratic White House candidates for the last two cycles. We've got to find ways to stop that. And liberals and Democrats have been very ineffective in confronting that and confronting the mainstream press corps. So I've been on that topic every day for 9 years. We just have to find ways to do it that work. So that's my reaction.
You think they're going to pull back like a turtle into their shell because of this?
No, I think they're not.
You think they'll be more responsive and try to prove themselves as being accommodating?
Oh, no. I think the press corps reaction to last Saturday night was that he was sort of... I don't think anyone's trying to string him up. I think the reaction is sort of... You know, the column in the Washington Post this morning by Richard Cohen, sort of straight out of the center of the centrist press corps, his column says that it was rude, you know, that he was rude to go into any, and by the way, Cohen said the same thing 10 years ago when Imus
exactly.
did this thing about Clinton. So it's the same thing that, you know, he's saying, look, you're in that setting, the guy is there, he's a captive audience, and it's rude to go in there, and I'll, you know,
But you understand the liberal, you know, the pent-up frustration.
I do.
And they finally had someone
who
pushed it into his face, and it's like the Jimmy Cagney moment with the grapefruit, and there's just this visceral kind of a cathartic,
I totally understand. But all I would say is, as liberals, progressives, Democrats, we have to stop, well, whoever.
We're losing you, Bob.
The Republicans are jamming.
Oh, quite sure what that was.
Buddy, we got to run. We'll talk to you next week, though.
Cool.
You stay out of trouble. I'm
going to do that.
All right. That's
and
fine.
Whatever you do, don't take any gigs with Bush President.
Well, I would take that gig.
And we have a couple of callers who want to get in on the conversation on this topic, and we'll do that as we go into our next segment, What Would Willie Do? We'll get to you, so hang on. First, we'll have the question for the Mayor, Willie Brown, here. 850, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Okay, I've got to go back to work. WWWD, What Would Willie Do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question of the mayor on The Quake, straight out of the news. This has been the hot button topic du jour, so we'll continue. Mr. Mayor, if you, and it was funny because you were just on the cell phone talking about it, if you were in front of a White House dinner and had the opportunity to say something that might get through to the Bushes, what would Willie do?
No. I would not use the occasion of either an invitation from the president or an occasion, as is the White House Correspondents' Dinner, to be taken Mr. Bush on. I would obviously engage in hijinks and fun, but if I'm going to take him on, I'm going to do so on the podium at the Democratic National Convention. I'm going to do so at the meeting of the 6th District Democratic Club. I'm going to do so in a setting that is appropriate for that kind of a topical issue. It would be the same. I would get up and walk out on Mr. Bush if he got up there and start lecturing me on why I should be for the war in Iraq. Obviously, he didn't do that. He performed when he got up there as a funny person, as a person making fun of himself. Nothing serious, nothing for print, totally and completely for entertainment. This was an entertainment evening, and anyone who treated it any differently didn't understand what the evening was about or had a misunderstanding and had become so annoyed at not ever having an audience to be able to do what they wanted to do, they just took advantage of it. Or they were just totally inept in terms of what they were about. Because believe me, you die fast if you lose your audience. And no comedian, no politician, no individual, no preacher, no other person who stands before a group of people to make remarks wishes to lose his audience. As a person who speaks professionally for money, I tell you, I zero in on one or two people in the audience and try to figure out how to reach them instantly. And if they begin to understand what I'm talking about, then I'm okay. I talk to them, and I proceed to talk to them. But the setting is of their choosing, and if they're paying me, my comments are going to be tailored and consistent with, without aborting, without ever doing anything with my integrity or my true core beliefs. I will do what I'm supposed to do on that stage. If I can't, I don't take their money, and I don't take the gig.
All right. That's what will they do. Let's get a caller in on this. We've had a couple of guys waiting. Chuck in San Francisco, you're on 960 The Quake.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, Chuck.
Love the show. All I have to say about this, anybody who hires Stephen Colbert to speak in front of the press corps, it's like hiring Yo-Yo Ma to play the banjo. Everybody knows what he does. That's his style. And, you know, that's what he does, and everybody knows it. It makes sense.
Well, but wait a minute. The guy who hired him said he had never, ever
seen him on TV.
That is correct. He said he had never, ever seen him on TV.
What a maroon.
He was hiring him based upon a reputation that he was a funny person.
I'm telling you, Bushes don't understand irony. They don't get it.
They don't get it. They don't get it. The problem is they don't get it. That's why we're in so much deep doo-doo. They just don't get it.
It's not just irony they don't get.
Yes.
Well, I don't think the Bushes laughed because they didn't understand the language. The interpreter was late. You know, they had on that little headset, and that little headset was telling them what was meant.
Thanks for your call, Chuck.
And Steve Thomas is going to join us in the next segment. Speaking of people that don't get it, Congressman Pombo has opposition from Pete McCloskey in the Republican primary and opposition from several Democrats in the 11th District, and we've had a few of them.
He needs that opposition. How else is he going to raise money from the oil company?
If everybody takes out one limb.
Yes, one limb. We're going to have Steve Thomas join us in the next segment and see what's on his mind. And what's on yours? Continue the phone calls at 866-960-5753 and your emails. We appreciate it. And I'm Paul Wells here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial.